Right here, that'll keep your ass from aging. Baby girl, I'm a soldier. In your life, girl, I've been stationed. You looking for a real man, then no longer waiting, girl. I said, some of these clowns, they say they won. They put it down, put it down, put it down, put it down. But see, I'm that type of real man. Come in your life and girl, I'm shut it down. Oh, because it came.
Another edition of the Sin City Radio. It's your boy Cash, chilling as usual. Got my man Father Time in here. Father Time, what's good, dog?
What's cracking, dog?
Chilling, chilling, chilling. Butter, what's happening?
How y'all doing tonight?
Getting it in, getting it in.
That's what's up. I'm ready, too. I'm ready.
I'm ready. Oh, hit bathwater. You hit bathwater.
Yes. I'm relaxing in it.
Pictures will be posted on SinCityRadioShow.com.
Mm-hmm.
We need to get them up there. We need to get them up there.
Yes, yes, yes. Make sure that happens.
Hey man, I'm gonna start this off, man. I want to compare today compared to 30 years ago. You know, I drive a school bus. I drive a high school bus, and the shit that I see some of these girls wear is amazing to me. Now I look at how the girls dress when I was in school. You know, every once in a while, somebody might show their stomach every once in a while. You know what I mean? These motherfuckers go to school half naked.
Oh, man, we been through that shit. That's just what they gonna do, man. I'm to the point where it don't even bother me no more, man. I mean, as long as I got my kids looking decent, or I see my kids decent, I can't control what nobody else do no more. That shit drives you crazy, man. You've been going crazy trying to figure out what the fuck these kids is doing.
Man, I see motherfuckers changing on the bus. You know what I'm saying? They get on the bus with some clothes, but by the time we get to the school, motherfuckers then change the whole new wardrobe.
Yeah. They had an episode about that on Bill Cosby. She was supposed to be taking a picture and wasn't supposed to wear makeup and snuck and wore that makeup. I mean, back in the day, it was innocent. But nowadays, they're a whole nother breed, baby.
Right. I mean, it's all about your... I mean, it is all about, you know, I can't even argue with them no more. For real, I'm not.
I mean, because you'd be surprised, though, with some of them that, you know, they get a good home training at home, but, shit, they want to be like the rest of them heathens out there, and they sneaking and doing stuff they ain't got no business.
That's exactly what they changing like a motherfucker in the backseat of the bus. Because I'm like, now, wait a minute, now, you didn't get on the bus with that shit on. You know what I mean? I'm like, man, who the fuck did I just pick up? I don't remember picking her up. Same chick, she just changed the outfit.
Yeah, the thing about it is that a lot of them, shit, and if you say something to them, their mama gonna go off on you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I don't say shit to them, man. I pick them up and drop them off. You know what I'm saying? But the shit that I be seeing them wearing, man, going through them goddamn doors, I be like, man, do your mama
supposed
know
to
you
have
got
a
that
dress
shit
code,
on?
Right?
I don't think they do. I don't think they, not the school that I go to. The motherfuckers, they wear whatever the fuck they want to wear. House shoes, flip-flops. I'm like, God damn. You motherfuckers crazy. You know what I mean? And the, man, I'm sorry, man, but the gay motherfuckers at the school, you know, it's all right. You know, if you want to be gay, you can be gay. But them flamboyant motherfuckers, man, I'm just not, I don't feel the flamboyance. You know, the motherfuckers that got to let the whole world know that they gay. You know what I mean?
Are they doing too much for you, huh?
Way too much, man. They got their shirt tied up in a little bow and all that bullshit. I'm talking about, these are high school kids. I ain't talking about
they
no
they
adults.
They be kissing in the hallways
kids.
In Atlanta. They be holding hands and kissing in the hallways.
Oh, wow.
I don't know how deep it gets.
Oh.
I heard it get real deep down there.
Ooh-wee. I'm scared of that kind. I'm glad I ain't got no son. For real. This day is nowadays to be a boy.
You have women who are becoming transgender, turning into men, so.
No, I'm talking about my son. My son come up to me and say, hey, Pops,
one minute,
yeah,
hold
gay.
On, though. Jadeen, what's happening?
Hey, how y'all doing?
Hey,
what's
Jadeen.
Up, boss?
Hey. Oh, my goodness. Hello, everyone.
What's going
hello,
on?
Hello.
I mean, besides, nowadays it's more acceptable for a woman to be gay or lesbian or whatever you want to call it. But for dudes, you know, I mean, a little girl can go to her mom and say, Mom, I got, you know, I got feelings for the same sex. You know what I'm saying? Moms usually understand that kind of shit. Some moms don't, but I would say maybe 90% of the moms, they accept it. You know, well, you know, it's fine, whatever. But fathers and sons, I think it's a little harder for a father to accept the fact that his son's gay. This is my opinion. I don't know if I could. I would have to accept it eventually, but I think the initial shock would be like, no, what you mean? Let's talk. Let me holler at you. What you mean you don't like girls? You know what I mean? You know, you'd be like, you sure this my son? I'm just
so
saying.
You think a conversation would change that whole situation?
A conversation as far as what? Between me and my son?
No, as far as his preference. You having that deep conversation with him and trying to figure out why he don't and explain to him why he should and all of that. Is that going to change his perception? Is he going to say, okay, well, I'm going to give up the desire to want men, and it ain't going to change nothing. So you might as well love him as for who he is.
I'm not saying you're just going to be like, I don't love you no more. I'm talking about the initial shock of it.
Mm.
You know, the initial shock. Your son come up to you and say, hey, man, I'm gay. And then walk away. That'll fuck with you for a minute. That will fuck with your head for a minute. Like, what the fuck did he just say?
Yeah.
I know he didn't. Junior, bring your punk ass in here. What'd you just say? It's gotta fuck any man up. That initial shock gotta fuck with your head. It has to. There's no way around it. You know, especially if you've been around him his whole life. I'm sorry, but these motherfuckers at the high school, these motherfuckers are flamboyant, boy. I mean, they let it be known. I'm gay, I'm proud, I love it. We talking 16 and 17 year olds. I ain't talking no grown ass men. I'm talking high school motherfuckers. Shit's crazy. Anyway, it is what it is. What's on y'all mind? I just wanted to get that out there. I just saw it today, so it was fresh in my head. This motherfucker had all about 20 different colors and just switching and shit. That shit just bothered the fuck. It just irked the fuck out of me. And he got that high pitched voice. You know the motherfucker that want to sound like a girl. Come on, man. Anyway. What's
it's,
up with y'all?
It's a touchy subject, you know. Some people. But. My son will be turning 3 this weekend.
3 years old?
3 years old. My baby. My last
strippers.
One. Huh?
Strippers.
Did I get
him
some strippers?
Ain't no strippers
funny.
That I can't make it. Ain't no strippers that I can't make it.
No. He don't want no strippers at his club. All he's thinking about is Paw Patrol. That's all he can think
Speak
about.
For yourself. You see them titties pop
I lost
up,
one of his
like,
gifts, though.
You see when them titties pop up, he's going to be like, okay. This can't
yeah,
work.
He is a titty man. He was breastfed. So, he loves his breast.
So what y'all saying? If we breastfeed our boys, that makes them titty men. If we breastfeed,
no, you know what? Well, I never got breastfed. Shit. I don't know. I think it's just a guy's preference. I mean, you know, I think a lot of guys, you know, we
I love
you
it.
Know, you got the yeah, you got the ass, but it's like yeah, okay, but. It's just something about them big bodacious breasts when you just see them motherfuckers. You be like, God damn. Especially if they sitting right. Now, hey, I posted this thing on, a meme. Did I say it right? Okay. And I posted it.
Yeah.
I posted it and it said, it was a picture of a woman. Beautiful. Beautiful. And it said, this is your man's side chick. She has 2 master degrees. She makes 6 figures, owns her own house, 3 cars, no notes, and she's into women and doesn't mind sharing it. What's your next move?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I seen that picture. So are you asking me?
I'm just saying, what do you do?
My next move is when we moved in together.
But you know, I figured that would be your answer. But strangely enough, a lot of women was like, no, hell no. Which I
thought, of course they did.
I found it kind of strange. I'm like, okay. A lot of women didn't go for that. I mean, they were like, no, if he want her, he can have her.
Because it's a jealousy thing now. Especially if she doing better than them, they're going to look like she always going to come out on top. They're not looking at it the way others do.
And you know what? And that was the first thing that I did see that a lot, that it was like, I can get my own shit. I get that one day. I don't need her shit. Like, well, I mean, it wasn't like she was just, you know, she offered. It wasn't like, you know,
she
it was
have
like
to
she
offer.
Just.
She didn't have to offer. People need to learn how to work with others. If they are already successful, what's what's the problem with you working with that other with that successful person? Y'all help each other.
I agree with that. I agree with that statement. Got to help each other.
Yeah.
But now I saw a video that you posted a little while ago. The chick was talking about the side chick, saying, "If you cheat on him, you cheating on me, and we need to work together."
Right.
You remember that one?
Yeah, but that was the thing. She wasn't the side chick. She was the wife. She went
right,
to the
right,
side
right.
Chick.
She was talking about the side chick.
She said, "If he love you, then I love you too."
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, "If I, you know, she's like." You know, he love you, I love you. So it was like, you know, it was crazy because it's like, you know. But now I think she did. She did kind of get a little bizarre. She was like, she said the girl ran out of gas. I was right there. He was like, if the bitch gonna get bad, you should have been like, thank you. I mean, I guess that would have been a little creepy. Like, why the fuck is you right behind me? I'm making sure you get to work on time.
I think she made that shit up, man. Because she started at the end. When she got to the end, she had me go. I was like, okay, this is believable. Then she was talking about, you know, she tried to put stalking papers on. I'm like, all right, now, you done went a little too far now.
Well, okay, ladies, let me ask y'all. Would you look at her and be like, okay, bitch, what are you doing? I mean, I take it mine. See, you forgot. Let's just say you forgot this morning. Like, I ran out of gas, and she pulled up behind you with a gas can.
That's a problem.
I'll be so grateful, baby. Thank you.
Mhm.
I appreciate that
really?
So much.
Really.
Mhm. Yes.
Okay. So now, what about the knocking on the door? She knocks on the door and she says, "Look. He loves you, so and I know he loves you, so that means I love you."
And who is this, the wife?
Yeah.
Well, thank you for that love. Thank you for that love.
He loves the kid. He loves your kids, so you need to bring the kids out and let them start coming on over to the house because, hey, your kids is my kids now.
She just basically just offers you a polygamous relationship. What?
Yeah.
I mean,
don't nobody find that strange. Y'all don't see that as being strange. I'm the only person.
Yeah, you the only person. I think that's the perfect world.
I see that as strange. Yeah.
I mean,
okay.
Most
in the Donald Trump
most,
world.
Most men would want that anyway.
What is a Donald Trump world?
I know, man.
You about to be in it in a minute, so what is it?
I just made that. I made that up. But that string, okay. Now let's flip it. I'm the side dude, and I got this dude saying all this shit to me. Now I'm driving. I run out of gas, and he just happened to pull up behind me out the clear blue sky. With a gas.
Well, now, hold on. Now, it was a video. It was a video about that. And I'm trying to find it. And it was a video about that. I'm trying to see if I can find it. Yeah. And the dude, he was like, you say what?
No, I'm saying just describe the video to me.
Well, the video, it was a guy. You know, he called the side dude, and he was like, "Yeah, this is me. I'm finna get in your ass." And he called him a son of an ugly bitch. That was the funniest that I ever heard. He's like, "You son of an ugly bitch." And he was like,
"I would use that shit."
Right. I said, I got to use that. I have to use that. So the dude, you know, he was like, hold on, man, hold on. Before you get mad. Matter of fact, I'm trying to see if I can play it. I'm trying to see if I can play it for y'all. Let me see if I can play it for y'all.
Yeah, that was hilarious.
He's like, you son of an ugly bitch. So the dude got to tell him, like, hold on. Hold on, man. Hold on, man. Why you, before you get mad at me, you know, understand. You know, he's like, remember when, he said, remember when the lights got cut off? And he was like, yeah. He was like, man, I'm the one gave her the money to get them lights on. He was like, oh, that was you? He was like, yeah. And he was like, remember when the car broke down? He was like, yeah, yeah, the car was fucked up, man. The car was fucked up. He was like, I got the car fixed. And he was like, you know when she come on with her hair and her nails done? He was like, yeah, she do be looking good every Friday. He was like, no, that's me. So he was like, hey, man. Dude was like, hey, man, you know what?
I'm sorry. I didn't even
mean sorry, man. I was just into my feelings, man. You know, you a good dude. You are a good dude. And he was like, but he was like, nah. He was like, man, nah, she did come home with a mark on her face the other day. You know, and he was, and so the side dude was like, yeah, I did do that, man. I was wrong, my fault. He was like, yeah, she good. Just do it like Donkey Kong. Just bop on top of the head, and she be okay.
And I was so shocked.
And he was like, I'm going to get off this phone now, man, because I was wrong for calling you. I mean,
I played that a couple of times.
Could you imagine the motherfucker coming home telling you that? Like, bitch, you need to start treating him with a little bit more respect.
Oh, my goodness. If that's how we doing it, baby, oh, my goodness. Don't give me that kind of influence to do something like that, though.
You ain't doing that shit in this house.
I'm just saying. I mean, I know, dog. I know you ain't gonna do it, get it done. But just, I mean, if that was some shit, Janine, your dude come home and be like, "Hey, why you keep arguing with that man like that?"
Get it together, Janine. Family.
Janine, you better run for the hills. Run for the hills, Homer. I'm coming.
Okay, now, I mean, I know, we all know that one a little far-fetched, okay? We know that one's a little far-fetched. But now, dog, let me ask you something, man. And I really want to ask you this, man. I mean, do you ever believe in change? Do you feel like everything got to stay the same? Because I know you, and dog,
I don't like,
you've been living by
like
the
change.
Same credo since the early 80s.
I don't like change.
But, okay, now, let me ask you. You don't like change, but, I mean, everybody around you do. So how does that work?
Easy. I'm going to live my life they live their life. I ain't got to change because they change.
Yeah, but I'm saying everybody, the world evolves. Everybody evolves. I mean, Lord knows that the things that worked for us in the 80s don't work for us in 2016. So, I mean, if somebody like, okay, well, look, you got to evolve in this. I mean, do you say yay, nay, fuck it? I mean, how do you maintain that? How do you balance it?
I have my own special creed. I have a model that I stick to. If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Don't fix it.
Okay, but a lot of people don't. Okay, what about people that feel that your way is broken?
Hey, well, what the hell they got? Why are they talking about my way? My way ain't. If my way ain't bothering you, then why are you worried about it?
No. I'm saying, like, let's just say you're in a relationship and your way is bothering everybody else. Or you know, let's just say you're I mean, just anything, man. Any situation that you're around somebody, and it's like, well, dog, you know, we don't do that shit like that no more. Like, okay, hypothetically speaking, we just hypothetically speaking this. Mm-hmm. Let's just say, and like I said, we hypothetically speaking, so don't say, well, I won't ever do it again. Let's just say you had to get back on the block. Let's just say you had to get back on the block. And a motherfucker, okay. And you know how we did it. You know how shit got done. Now, we pretty much know that that ain't the way motherfuckers do shit now. So let's just say you had to get back on the block. Of course, you gotta get some clientele. You got to come fuck with these motherfuckers. And they tell you, hey, man, no. You can't do it like that no more.
Well, in that situation, of course, I would have to evolve. I wouldn't want to, but I would have to if I want to stay out there. But, I mean, in my life, I mean, I still drink 40s. Nobody drinks 40s anymore, but I still do. I like drinking 40s. I don't like just drinking one little can or one beer or two. I want to drink a whole 40.
Yeah, because you're the only motherfucker I know still drinks St. Ives.
I like St. Ives. Why would I change my brand?
I think
what
you
I
put
like, St.
Ives down for a minute.
No, he didn't.
Oh, okay. I thought he said he was going to put St. Ives down.
I drank one yesterday.
So you really don't believe in evolving in anything you do, huh?
If I have to, I will. But if I don't have to change, then no, I'm not gonna change. I am who I am.
So you wouldn't change for no one.
Like I said, if I have to, I would.
Okay, what's your definition of have to?
I mean, it's a mental issue. If it's detrimental to me or the person I'm with, then of course I would change. But other than that, I mean, you know, I'm stuck in my ways. I am who I am. And that's, but see, the thing is, you know who I am in the beginning, so you can't use it later.
Okay, but what if it's beneficial?
This is me.
I mean,
this is
like,
what you're gonna get.
Okay, but what if it's beneficial to change? Like, okay, even though you don't want to, but it's beneficial. You might not like the whole scenario, but you do know, I mean, if you look at the bigger picture, you'd be like, okay, well, it will be more beneficial if I change this up to this.
Then I probably would. In that situation, I probably would. More than likely, I don't want to. But, you know, if it keeps confusion down, keep the drama away and all that, then I'm with it. I would prefer not to.
Okay.
And I would wait till the
right.
very, very last minute to do it.
Yeah, you would, because speaking of which brings me to the graphic that we did. Now, I'm telling him, I mean, we got this. I mean, I'm pretty sure y'all have seen the graphic. With him sitting next to the Rolls Royce, he argued all the way down. I don't want it. I want my car in it. Like, really, dog? I done taught this man and let us use this. A 1963 classic Rolls Royce. A classic. I mean, if anybody's seen the graphic, y'all know. And I mean, this dude, it was like pulling teeth to get this dude to say yeah. He didn't say yeah until the last second. But your car didn't fit the image.
Well, my image is fit.
That's my point.
I mean, it turned out to be a good pick. I mean, I like the picture. I ain't gonna lie.
So, I mean, no, seriously. All bullshit aside. So, looking at the graphics, you really think that your truck would have looked better in there?
I don't know, man.
No, come on, man. Look at the graph. I mean, you know what the graphic looked like.
I like it. I'm not even gonna lie. I didn't like it at first.
So you actually would think your truck would look better in that graphic? Seriously.
Like I say.
Man.
I went with the car in the end.
Yeah,
and
because
it
you
turned out a pretty good
it
pick.
Looked it better. It looked it better. All right. For y'all, I don't know, brother, I don't know if you ever seen that graphic.
What graphic?
It's my picture. It's my profile picture on the site.
Oh, okay.
On what site?
Sin City site.
Is it that or no? And you know what? That's another thing, man. I didn't mean to ask you this. Dog, you got the perfect graphic. Why did you change it?
Which one are you talking about?
Okay. The one that you got on the site, you got it without the graphics behind it. Why? When your picture is just so perfect, dog.
I'm not understanding what you mean. I have my profile picture. You talking about my profile picture?
Yes, the profile picture.
It's me in the car.
Why isn't it the graphic?
I'm a little confused, bro. I have no clue what you're talking about right now.
Oh shit!
Dog, the picture is you in the car. The picture is you and the car.
Right.
Now, your background is the graphic. Yeah, okay, now I'm saying why would you make the graphic your profile picture?
I'm about to look into that. I'm about to change it.
Because I'm like, that's the best picture. Why wouldn't you put that? Well, I mean, your profile picture is the picture without the women. Your picture, you got the garage in the back. Instead of having the one with the hotel behind it and everything, it's like, why'd you do that?
Oh, I liked that one better. That's why I didn't use the other one. I like that one better. It's my page. I can put whatever picture I want on my page.
You know what? You're absolutely right. It's your page. You can put whatever you want. You can do it how you want. Hey, don't make me know. Never mind. You're absolutely right. I was just curious to know.
I like that picture better.
Why? Because you made it?
No, it was the original picture. I'm different.
I'm done with it.
Mm-mm. I'm gonna move on, Captain.
I don't understand. You pay all this money for a picture, you won't use it, but okay.
Well,
all right, ladies. This has been a long
It's such
week.
A such a sad day that it comes to
you said,
total silence. Like, what's going on now?
You know what? Now,
I got
me
in the tub. I was all excited.
Well, see, I'm on SinCityRadioShow.com. I'm waiting on the pictures to get posted. You didn't take not one bathtub picture?
I mean, I don't have all of the, you know, new age technology, you know what I'm saying? I couldn't take the camera in there with me.
I'm going to bring you a camera tomorrow.
Camera in where?
Huh?
You said bring the camera in where?
The bathroom.
Oh.
The tub.
Oh.
Yeah. Yes. I just didn't have that reach, you know. But, you know, I'm working on my, you know, my technology, you know. They'll come in due time. Yeah, I seen some of them on sale today.
Hey, you remember those was the hottest motherfucking thing out? Now motherfuckers barely even use them. Uh-oh, hold on. We got Big Mike. Big Mike, what's happening?
What's up, y'all?
You chilling, what's good? Bro?
Shit, I got a cold.
What the... Yeah, these
Mike, days. You one of the most original motherfuckers I've talked to. You just tell her like,
right,
yeah, I got a cold.
All right, Mike, you hit one. What you want to holler about, Mike? You hit one. I know you want to talk about something.
When I was in the Westside High School, my grandparents weren't going for it. Every time I got out, they made sure my pants was up, shirt tucked, and they gave me a warning, heads up. You go to school looking like a thug, it's going to be some problems. And when they gave me that warning, listening to you. You were saying, like why kids go to school like half naked and stuff.
Oh, okay.
I got a cold. I ain't feeling too good. But, you know what I'm saying? It is like a lot of parents don't care. You know what I'm saying? Now these days, we in a whole different ball game, you know. I mean, I see young girls today, you know, half-ass showing out, you know what I'm saying? Half of their skin showing out shit. It's just like, where are they parents at?
I still see it every day I go to the school. Where the fuck do your mama know?
My thing is that, you know, it's like when I was staying with my grandparents, you know, they was super strict, you know what I'm saying, with that. And I never went to school half-ass naked or none of that shit.
I hope not, Mike. I would hope not.
I really would hope not.
I can't imagine you walking around in a belly shirt.
The area I stayed in, Tarrytown, they wasn't going for it.
I would hope not.
I would hope
they didn't want to see. I would hope they didn't want to see Mike in a belly shirt.
Right, with a piercing in the stomach, a navel piercing. Talking about, look at me, y'all. Look at my new piercing. Some things you're supposed to keep hidden. See, my problem with that is, when we was growing up, you could see a fine-ass woman, fine-ass girl at school. You know what I mean? You can see her, but you really can't see her. You don't really know what she got on underneath that. You know, it was a surprise element to it. You know what I mean? Nowadays, you see everything they got. They showing everything. And I think you had to guess what was under that shirt. You know she had on some 44Ds or not, because the shirt was too damn loose. Now you see it all up front. It's right there in front of you. This is what I got. You want it? I just like the surprise of them. Just surprise me. That's all I'm saying. And then you take half that shit off, everything fall down anyway because they got all that fake shit on. Half of them false-flagging. Yeah.
Did you just say false-flagging?
Yeah, they false-flagging, man. I saw this video of this woman. She transformed her whole body into something that it wasn't. She had on all this extra stuff to make her body look like a Coke bottle. Straight up. Did anybody see that video?
You talking about when they put those waistbands on, but she kept
all that exactly. Her body looked more like that before she put that stuff on.
You know, them waist trainers, them waist women wear. But remember that one girl who she keeps hers on all the time? So it's like she don't even have no waist.
She
oh,
got
that corset.
That Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
She got that Coca-Cola bottle look. And I could see that false flag. Because when you take that shit off, it don't look like that no more. Right. It don't look like that no more. I mean, they got everything.
I mean, honestly, every person that comes out their door every morning is false advertising. Because you put no clothes to make your body look a different shape. You groom yourself to make yourself look different.
I saw this one video. This girl put this thing on to make her shit look like she got a camel toe. Anybody see that one? To make her pussy print look sadder.
What?
I'm not lying. I am not lying. She showed it all. She showed it. I was like, really? She showed it all.
A girl to make her camel toe show.
She did.
Wow.
She put something on to make her shit look sadder. Straight up. I'm not lying. Somebody actually posted. A female posted it.
That's crazy.
I was like, amazing. Incredible.
That's
why I call them false flagging. They all false flagging.
I saw a little snippet.
I mean, I understand the concept of false flagging, but damn, we ain't used that term since the 80s.
Oh, my goodness.
Because I don't
change.
Here we
go with
shit.
The 80s.
Well, I mean, that goes with a lot of stuff. The hair. You know, hair not real. I mean,
you putting on foundation and concealer to
make some people put on so much makeup, you don't even know how they really look.
Really? I've seen a little, what is it, the jam session where you get your face all done up. They have bruises and scars and dark shades and just all kind of shit. And then they put that concealer on, make them some new eyebrows, and ain't got no eyebrows, make them new eyebrows and eyelashes, and they look like a totally different person.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but how do you expect to keep a guy when you're doing all this fake shit?
I mean, by the time you see her without her makeup, she done won your heart with her personality and her cooking and all that kind of stuff.
Shit. Now, you know what?
I knew you was going to say that.
I'm finna post one right now on SinCityRadioShow.com. I'm finna post a picture right now. Because if this ain't quote unquote false flagging, I don't know what it is. This motherfucker, yeah. I mean, when you get time, go check it out because I'm about to post it right now. Because I'm like, okay, this is the true definition of false flagging.
False
motherfuckers
flag.
Come to me like this. Yeah, I don't know if I saw that false flag and shit. I ain't heard that shit since gang banging days. Yeah. I mean, yeah, y'all know Father Time, he's stuck in his ways. Uh oh.
It's going to be all right.
LaFonda, what's happening?
What up?
Hi, LaFonda.
What's good?
Hello. Hey, everybody. Hello.
Hey. What you got good for us? No, you got something. Something didn't happen. You on the call?
I ain't got nothing
happened.
Good. I've been trying to stay on the straight and arrow.
What is quiet at the home front?
You said what?
It's quiet at the home front.
It ain't quiet, but I've been trying to stay on a good arrow since somebody tried to treat my life on Facebook.
What?
Somebody put up a post they shouldn't have, so I went in on somebody, and then they tried to treat my life.
Oh, wow. Mm.
They tried to treat your life.
You said what?
You said they tried to take your life or treat your life. Well,
they
I didn't
tried
hear
to
you.
Treat it. They tried to treat my life like, dude, he called me a hoe. Like, he was like, you must be promiscuous or something. I was like, what?
Okay, y'all. Now y'all know
you know what
old
calls
school.
I'm talking about. That because your ass got tagged in it.
What does treat your life?
I got
mean?
Tagged in it.
Yes, you got tagged in it.
I didn't
wow.
see it. No, I swear to God. I swear to God to you, I didn't see it. What happened?
The post about he called somebody a child molester.
Oh, Sam Holloway.
Fuck that. Let's just be real, because I went straight to the horse's mouth for that one.
Okay, I mean, not you know what? I'm gonna be honest with you. It was so many people posting stuff on there. I just didn't even look because it was just like it was going. I mean, it was just going. I actually untagged myself from it because it was just like it was just really just draining my phone.
Oh no, I went in because he called me a hoe. Because
so,
I didn't do shit that came out
of
his mouth. He called me a
hoe.
Yes, he called me a hoe.
So why? Okay.
What was that for?
Right. Okay. Good question. What was that for? Why did he call you a hoe?
Okay. I basically said that I didn't think he was telling the truth because I was like, y'all damn near the same age. Like, y'all 3 years apart. How do you call somebody a child molester if y'all 3 years apart and it happened when you was 12? So y'all 3 years apart, he was what, 15?
That's still molestation.
That is not molestation.
Yes,
what
it
is.
Okay, I'm going
to
say this.
If it's not consensual, it's molestation.
I went to the horse's mouth, and I asked, shit, fuck that, I'm going to ask because my kids go to the Huston and Campbell. But let's just be real. For all the love issues that was posted on that, told talking about, I'm going to tell my kids to be careful at the Huston camp. Bitch, you use that as a daycare center. Y'all drop y'all motherfucking kids off and leave. So if you really
what?
Think he's a sexual predator, why would you drop your kids off there?
Good point.
Okay.
Like, y'all
still
dropping y'all kids off.
Okay, so who are you talking about? I mean,
all the bitches
trying
to come in on me.
No. Who y'all talking about that was at the Huston and Campbell that worked there?
He worked there.
Do you know his name?
Yeah, I know his name.
I'm asking you, who y'all talking about? I mean, it ain't like Sam ain't put it out.
Okay, everybody know who he is. It's Anthony McGee. But again,
oh, okay.
It's
I
wasn't
sure if it was state. I mean, he said a couple of people, so I wasn't sure who he was talking
Jesus.
About.
He tagged so many people. You got molested by three people, huh? Three whole dudes you got molested by. Sound like he's trying to sell a book to me because you wrote three of the bad boys. I'm sorry. Somebody who has been a victim of something, the first thing they're going to say is, I was a victim and I wrote a book to get over it. Not, I wrote three books because I was a victim.
Well, I mean, if he was a victim, and he don't have a he don't have a problem with making money off of it. Why not?
Okay, but again, it's alleged. So you slandering the shit out of somebody's name.
Well, apparently they're not suing him, so it must be true.
Actually, he is.
He's being sued.
He is. He is.
Well, now, he said, now, I did see him say that none of the people that he put in that book is suing him.
Guess what? You can't be sued if you can't be found. He made sure his address is not known. How are you going to send a lawsuit to somebody that you can't find him? You can file a lawsuit. Well, where the lawsuit will go if you can't find a person? He making sure
that's,
he stays
that's
in
why
the
you hire
yes.
a private investigator.
And
that's
what
a private
you know
investigator
they
for.
If they know how to find you, then what? He making sure he not being able to be found.
You don't have to find him.
If I was suing
you,
you
don't have to find him. You would sue his book, the publishers, the people who did his book. They're the ones that's getting the money in for him. So even if you find the publishers or the people, you know, where he wrote the book, who he, you know, used to publish his book, that's who you start with.
And I guarantee
I
you, they're going to produce his ass
up.
In court.
that.
I bet you they make sure he in court. They gonna find him.
I personally think it's really fucked up that people can just say anything. Like, it's Facebook, but if you really felt like he was a threat to other people, your ass would have been did something about it. You don't wait, talking about, well, I just started his journey of, like, putting him out there.
I'm asking you this, and this is what I don't know. These people, I don't know who's who. I do know Anthony McGee. I mean, we're cool. I'm not. We're cool. You know what I'm saying? I'm not.
Me and him are too. We friends.
I don't know. I mean, I can't say what he did or didn't do. So, you know, I'm not going to sit there and put that out.
That's what I said. I don't put it past nobody.
Okay, but at the same time, so what you're saying is that you feel like he's making this up?
I ain't going to say he making shit up, but you cannot say you got molested. Now, statutory rape? Maybe. I give it statutory rape. But y'all 3 years apart.
What is your definition of molestation?
Molestation is somebody who's over the age of 18. You're over the age of 18 and you're underage. That's molestation.
No, that's not
so,
true.
So you'd rather him say he was raped instead of saying he was molested? You would prefer the term rape since the guy was 15 and he was 12. Is that better?
You don't have to be over 18 to be no molester. You have to be a certain number of years older than that child.
And how many years do you have to be older, though?
I mean, 3 years is enough for me. I mean, you have to
look
at your mindset.
Whether it's molestation or rape, it's still the same damn thing.
Okay,
He's still 12 years old.
It's non-consensual.
I'm asking the question. Okay, you saying that, but what if somebody put your kid in that position? You know, your kid 12, he 15, and they say, well, hey, it was just, you know,
I've already been
it
asked
was
that question because that's what he said. He said that I probably wouldn't believe my child either. And I told him, I said, let me let you know something. I said, my kids don't go anywhere without me. And that's just real talk.
You can be hold on now. I do got to say this. You can have your kids. I mean, any situation can happen. You know what I'm saying? God forbid. I hope it never happens to anybody's child. But any situation can happen. You know what I'm saying? He or she could be going to the store. They could be going to a friend's house. So none of us are around our kids 24/7. You can ask your kids anything. Exactly. Yeah, I mean, because
I'm not
going to
say he lying, but it's questionable as fuck.
No, I don't think it's questionable. I mean, you know what? Like I said, I'm not yay and nay and nobody, but I don't think it's questionable when a motherfucker do something to you. Now, like I said, I'm not going to sit here and say he did it. I'm not going to sit here and say he didn't do it.
That's what I'm trying to
say.
I'm not saying he didn't do it. I'm not saying he did do it. But you got to question everything. You can't just believe one side. You cannot just be one-sided on this subject. And a lot of people were one-sided on this subject. The minute he said he molested me, everybody was like, oh, I know dude. Like, if you knew him, you know his character then. You got to question it a little bit. Like, damn.
Okay, now, I mean, I'm hearing you, but like I said, I had a close family member that happened to. So, with that being said, I can't. I mean, you talking about, well, they was 3 years apart. It don't matter if he manipulated that young boy to do this. He's 12. And in my situation, my family situation, He was manipulated. He was manipulated into doing it. So, and the boy wasn't that much older than him, but the boy manipulated him into doing it. So now, am I going to sit here and say, well, they only a couple of years apart, that it's cool? Hell no. That was bullshit.
I ain't thinking it's cool. I just, I don't know. Like, you know how some just don't fit right with you. You don't know what it is. It's just, it's not sitting right with neither side. Ain't neither one of their sides sitting right.
Neither one of them, I don't believe the whole truth from him.
Somebody not, neither one of them are telling the whole truth. That's what I'm going to say.
Well, okay. Old boy's denying it. Old boy's saying it's happening. So, okay. Where do you go from there? You saying both of them ain't telling the whole truth. Somebody, okay, if I said, if I took $100 from you, and I told you that I didn't, you like, well, Chaz, you took $100 from me. And I said, no, I didn't. Then one of us lying and one of us telling the truth. Now, wasn't nobody in that room but me and you, and $100 came up missing. You said I took it. I'm saying I ain't take nothing. One of us lying.
True.
So, it's some part of that story is true and some part ain't. It's either it's true or it's not true.
I don't know who believes it almost. Like, I really don't.
I mean, my thing is this. If that man was 12 and he was 15, hey, who you think manipulated who? A 12-year-old manipulated a 15-year-old or a 15-year-old manipulated a 12-year-old?
At any point in time, you could always take the lie detector test, and if it come back inconclusive, somebody lying. If it come back, hey, he's telling the truth, he didn't touch him, then what?
Okay,
why would this guy make this up?
If the statute of limitation is over with, and if I did do it, would I take the test? Hell no.
Okay, so the statute of limitation have ran out. Now, you just slandered the shit out of my name, so even if you find out, even if you find out I did not do this, my name already got slandered. It already got dragged through blood. No matter what, they ain't gonna never see, hey, he was innocent. They gonna see, hey, somebody called him a child molester.
Okay, well, my question to you is, what did you have to do with it? What did you have to do with it?
I basically put on that. I was like, how you going to slander somebody's name when they ain't even on Facebook to defend themselves? That's exactly what I said. So that little comment right there, every last person that believed what he said came in and commented on my shit. How about you stupid? You a slut? You a hoe? How many people have you heard?
How about I get this, you a hoe and a slut thing? That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Because he said, I must be promiscuous to not believe that this could happen to him. And I said, dude, just because I don't believe it happened to you or that I'm questioning what happened to you don't mean I'm promiscuous. How do I get called a hoe out of all this? Because you probably fucking him in the first place. You probably got him around your kids. You probably sold your kids to the highest bidder. I said, what the fuck?
He went in on you.
Yes, he did.
Okay.
And I'm like, I ain't never slept with this dude. We've been friends since I was 19. So I just felt like if you gonna say something about somebody, they should be able to defend themselves, period. And he ain't on Facebook to defend himself.
But you know what, LaFonda, let me let you know a little secret. Comments like that is the reason why people don't even come out and let it be known that it happened to them. Because of the shit you just said.
How did I say anything wrong? Because I said he went on Facebook to defend himself.
Just by you saying, well, I don't believe it happened to him. That's a fucked up thing to say. Because what if it really did happen?
I said it's questionable. That's exactly what I said. It's questionable.
That's the same thing. It's just like if I'm your son, I came to you and say, "Mom, Johnny touched me. Johnny made me touch him." And then you go to Johnny and ask Johnny, and Johnny say, "Oh, well, that's questionable. I didn't make him do nothing."
When you
it's the same
about,
thing. Now
I'm
you
sorry.
Don't believe me, and I'm your son.
Hold on. Because
it's the same thing.
I'm going to let y'all in on something. Literally, I still cry every day from what happened to me. It ain't a day that it go past. Like, you can hear the passion in my voice when I talk about it. It ain't just another day.
Then how can you not believe that it happened to somebody else if it happened to you?
I never said I did not believe him. It's questionable. Same way people question me. But guess what? I took a whole fucking lobby test and passed my shit.
Yeah, but let me ask you this, though. Just like you said,
guess
you
what?
Just said
he
the
still
same,
had
the
his
same way
meaning.
People did
me.
You. You just said the same way people did you. And you doing him the same way people did you. So how do you think he feels?
But also, the person who raped me had his day in court. He had to face me.
It's the same thing, man. It's the exact same thing.
You
people like you is the reason why people don't come out and say what happened to him. It's because of
so
you people like you that
bring
think
it
like
up.
You.
He didn't
but
bring it up,
like,
or he didn't take this to court that he's lying.
No, I didn't say that either. Like I said, both sides are questionable. Both of them are questionable. Now, do I feel like if you say this happened to you, why are you not doing more? He keep on saying, well, he needs to be fired. You're not doing anything. You keep on saying this happened. Why is he still working around kids? You felt like he keep on saying that a molester does not change his trait. Like, if it happened to me, it happened to somebody else. Ain't nobody
going to
say
that. That's a true statement. That's a very true statement, because they don't, to their
and
kids.
And he
that's
made
they
a
stop.
Post that said, if your child has been molested at the Hudson and Campbell, you need to go let the director know. I ain't. If you continue all the females that went in on me, most of them drop their kids off at the Hudson and Campbell. We work damn near every day. I work out there, so I know.
And who's to say you're not touching those kids up there?
I don't understand.
He might be.
What can he do? What can Sam do anyway?
You said what?
I mean, the things that, what can Sam do anyway? The thing, you said, why is he not doing anything? What do you want him to do? Because the things that happened to him was years ago, and he's no longer a child. So they're not going to prosecute that.
They can't prosecute it. You're exactly right. They cannot. But I feel like, if you will come out with this,
uh-huh.
Now, he still works around kids nonstop.
Okay.
If any parent felt like, okay, this came out, I believe it, I'm going to share this story, now you still dropping your kids off at the Hudson and Campbell, though. So if you really believe this story, why do you continue to use the Hudson and Campbell like it's a fucking daycare center?
You
I
know
what,
LaFonda, I disagree
with.
LaFonda, let me tell you something. I disagree with just about everything you just said.
Oh, my
but
God.
I do, but listen, I do agree that if this guy did molest him, he should do more in order to get this guy away from those kids. I do believe that, if it really happened.
That's the only thing I'm saying. You
I
do not
and
tell a story,
and
then
and what
do
more
expect,
can he do? I'm not understanding what more can he do.
It's a lot you can do.
He can call
it's a lot
the
you can
director.
Do.
He can call a director and tell a director.
Exactly.
Look, you
it's
got
a
an
lot
employee. You got an employee.
He did that.
He did this to me. He did that to me. You know what I'm saying? It was no court case or nothing like that.
Let me tell you. Unless he's been convicted of anything.
I understand
unless
that.
He's a sex offender, he has charges against him, or if a child currently has come forward, they just can't fire him for just no.
You know what?
I mean, I know Indiana has
specific
law.
I understand what you're saying.
Uh-huh.
But if it was me,
mm-hmm.
I'll feel better because, hey, I did let his boss know what happened.
Wait a minute. I don't think you, Dog, I don't think you hear me. He did that. He called up there and he told him that.
Well, then he done everything he can do. It's out of his hands. If Usher and Campbell want to keep the guy on, that's on them. And something happened to another little kid, that's Usher and Campbell's fault. They're liable for that shit, not him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But if
so,
okay,
I mean,
so you
appear,
else
he can do
if you
that.
Know this, if you know this person is working at there now, as a parent, how many of y'all would just go drop y'all kids off at the Hudson and Campbell?
You know what? Even if it wasn't proven, but I heard that he done something to kids, I'm not taking my kids up there. Whether it was proven or not, if it's just
Thank
a
you.
Rumor, I'm not taking my kids up there.
Thank you. That's what I was trying to prove.
My kids never spent a day in Mike Jackson's career, ever.
All the females that were going in on me, I said, half of y'all kids, I saw at the Hudson and Campbell today. So if you felt like this was true, why the fuck are you going in on me, but you still dropping your child off at the Hudson and Campbell? Still dropping them off. And leaving. Not staying, but leaving.
What, so you're talking about other parents are going off on you?
Hell yeah. Other females
so why,
went
why
in
they,
all
why
the
way. Why are they going off on you? Because you're saying you question whether it was true or not. Why are
no,
they going
I asked them, I said, if you believe this and you're sharing it, you telling, hey, I'm going to just tell my child. She literally said on Facebook, I'm going to just tell my child to be careful. But you're dropping your child off at the Hudson and Campbell, honey. You're dropping him off. You're not staying with him because when I go to the Hudson Campbell, my kids are with me. When I go work out somewhere, they ask. It's right up. They don't go nowhere else. You ain't going nowhere else. I don't let my child just wander off in the first place. I've always been like that.
Okay. Now, with all that being said, I mean,
I'm just going to leave it alone. I don't even care no more because literally I feel like no matter what I say, people will say I'm in the wrong. Like, I can't voice my opinion, but I feel like a certain way, like.
Well, you know what? You can voice your opinion, but on a situation like that, when you post to a conversation like that and you already see that everybody's on his side, what you think was going to happen? You should have known you were going to be attacked.
Yeah,
I did not call him a liar. I did not say, I said, questionable. I did not call
you,
him a liar. I said,
much,
questionable.
You pretty much got on that playing devil's advocate. That's what you did. I mean, I'm not being funny.
I probably did.
And you got a response.
I probably did.
And you got the response. I mean, hey, you got a response.
Okay,
I
got a response.
You
got
a man, you played devil's advocate.
How did me and that constitute him calling me a hoe or slut? Like, I'm still trying to figure that one out because you call me promiscuous. Like, my whole pussy been through LGI, and I know damn well it ain't been that.
You know what, LaFonda? If I was trying to talk.
Maybe
to
he listened to a lot of rap. Maybe he listened to a lot of local rap.
Shut your ass up.
I'm just saying.
If I try to holler at you and you holler back, guess what? You a hoe.
Is that your car?
I ain't got time for that hoe. And I don't even know you. But because I
can't
talk to you, you didn't talk to me back, fuck that hoe.
She a hoe?
You's a hoe.
She a hoe because she ain't talk to you?
Damn right. She a hoe. That's the same thing he did. Do you know him personally?
Damn. Hey, man, you kind of fucked that up for niggas. You do know that, right?
Oh, man, everybody every motherfucking dude's in. Fuck that.
Everybody do not say that.
Everybody do
nah,
say
everybody
that.
Don't say that, man. No,
any motherfucker that don't say that, don't lie to themselves.
Man, I don't call that. Yeah, I mean, if I try to talk to you and you said you didn't want to talk to me, I'm not going to think you a hoe.
Call the female a hoe, whether she heard him or not.
They're like, fuck you. Most dudes be like, fuck that bitch then. They're like, you a hoe.
Right. I might call you a bitch, but a hoe? No. I'm not going to sit there and say that you a hoe. Hell, then that really made me look bad. Damn, she a hoe and you couldn't get her? You couldn't pull a hoe? I'm just saying. That's all, man. I'm just saying. We all in it. I don't know, man. Like I said, that right there is crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, mm-hmm. I don't know. Butter, you kind of quiet on this. What you think?
I mean, like I said, you know, anytime you open your mouth and make a statement on Facebook, everybody has, just like you have freedom of speech to say what you was going to say, they got freedom of speech to say what they're going to say, and they're going to come back with a comment. It might
and
not
I was
be
fine
what you
with
like.
It until they brought my business into it. I was fine with it. Like, this is what people got to understand. I've learned to have tough skin, so don't shit bother me. But when my kids is brought into a conversation, that's when you get me heated and you get me pissed off. And that's with any parent. If you don't get pissed off when somebody say something just outlandish about your kids, I don't know what to tell you, but I know damn well my kids is not to be nobody's subject topic at all.
Damn, I'm going to tell you.
I do.
Go ahead, brother.
I understand, you know what I'm saying, protecting what's yours and, you know, wanting to have respect, but at the same time, it is a social media. And everybody's big gangsters on the keyboard. So
that's true.
They saying things that really they wouldn't say in your face, and you know you gotta take it like with a grain of salt.
I would have told you big dicks don't scare you because you've been a hoe too long and left it alone. But I mean, that's just me. I'm just saying. I mean, all bullshit aside, though, you kind of jumped into that one. You jumped into that. I seen the post, and I didn't read it because I was like, they were coming so fast that it was just like, I mean, the motherfucker ran my phone down because it was just. I'm like, okay, what the fuck? I untagged myself out of it simply because everybody was making all these comments, and it was just like, and I've seen that a lot of people do, you know, a lot of people praise Sam for what he's doing. You know, I mean, you have the naysayers. It's like, okay, yeah, he's just trying to sell his book, this, that, and the other. But then, I mean, like I said, if it happened to that man, and like he said, I seen a video he put up. He said his statute of limitation is over, so he can't go after them. He can't go after them, so he couldn't go after them by the law. But he said, okay, I'm gonna expose them the best way I can, and hopefully that this don't happen to nobody else, or at least by their hands. You know, I mean, and if that's the truth and that's what he's trying to do, I commend him for it. I mean, but, you know, I don't know. Like I said, I don't know. I went out around that man. I don't know that man. I wasn't around them when it happened. I can't tell you. All I know is that, you know, it's a fucked up situation. I would hate to be in it. But then you did. I mean, you jumped in what they say, jumped out the frying pan into the fire. Wait a minute, hold on one second.
Who
got Marley Ball?
Hey, what's going on, everybody? How everybody doing?
Shit, we chilling, Marley.
All right.
All right. LaFonda, you said you wanted to ask another question?
Okay. The question is, so, say for instance, anybody that you knew was in this situation, and you found out it wasn't true what was being said. Every time you see that person, you ain't gonna think of like, damn, I know he's innocent, but somebody actually called him a child molester.
I'll be lying if I say the thought wouldn't have crossed my mind. I would be lying if I said it. Yeah, you're right. You're right on that. I would think that. I would be like, damn, And I probably wouldn't know to believe it or not. You're right. I wouldn't. But now, here's my thing. If a motherfucker put an accusation like that on me, and I know I didn't do it, shit, I'm coming out swinging for the fences. I'm not for to stand there and be quiet. I'm swinging for the fences. You're not gonna put this shit on me. I mean, like I said, to my knowledge, I don't know. I mean, we had Sam on the show, and he said nobody's saying shit to him. Now, I don't know how true that is. I don't know if they're saying something to him or not. I really don't know. You know, but Sam said they ain't nobody saying shit to him. So, you know, he like, well, shit. And his words was that pretty much everybody that was on the show now was on the show that day. And his words was, shit, if I'm lying, why they not suing me? I would sue a motherfucker if they slandered my name like that. Those
that is
words.
So true. That is so true. You best believe.
We gonna see.
So,
how long has the book been out?
I'm not sure how long it's been out, but I know the third book is on its way out. So, probably been a couple of years. Now, let me ask you.
He should have had a lawsuit by now.
Right. LaFonda, do you talk to that guy? I mean, not like talk to him.
No,
like,
me and him
I know he's not a rapper, so we know you don't go that way with him. But, have you walked up to that man and had a conversation about this? Or you just like,
yes,
well,
today
I
did.
I ain't going to believe it.
Today I did. Yes, I did. Because this was my first time ever hearing about it. Like, literally, when that conversation happened, that was my first time ever hearing about that.
So yes, I did.
He said that shit not true. He said he is in the process of suing the shit out of him. He said it's not true. I literally walked up to this man in the Hudson and Camel and asked him. That's why I said I went straight to the horse's mouth. I didn't go to nobody else. I went up to him.
But now,
I think that
okay,
was,
let me.
Wouldn't that be something
nope.
that somebody was always
That's why I told him.
Anyway.
I told him straight to his face.
Right.
I said, I don't know who to believe in this. I don't know who to believe. I said, I don't know if you told me to. I don't know if he told me to. I said, but something happened.
Okay,
That's exactly what I said to him.
Let me ask you. I mean, did you really think he like, yeah, I used to fuck shit out of him.
I didn't think he was going to be like, yeah,
kid.
I did it.
So,
I
mean, pretty much.
I did it. But he also clarified that he was like, dude, because I said it on Facebook. I said, they don't look like they're much older than each other. And she was like, he was 12. So I said, he was 12. How old were you then? He was like, I was 15. He said, when I got accused of this, I was 15. So I literally asked him. These are the questions that I asked him. Ain't like I just went and presumed on my own. Yes, when I saw him today, yes, I did ask him. Because I really wanted to know. Shit, my kids come up to the Hudson and Campbell. Yes, I wanted to know.
If he said he did it and it was consensual, or he said he didn't do it at all?
He said he didn't do it at all.
Well, a 12-year-old can't give consent any goddamn way.
I know they can't. I'm just saying, I was just wondering, did
he
say
he said he didn't
like
do it
that?
At all. That's exactly what he said. He did not do it at all. But, again, like I said, this is a really fucked up situation, because even if you're innocent, the first thing people will think of when they hear your name is, hey, he got accused of being a child molester, period. I said, they're not going to see you as, hey, he's a great father, he's a great friend. They go, I told him, that's what they go look at you as, period. And can't nobody say anything different. Because when they think about some of the names come out there with killers and all the other shit, man, damn, no dude killed such and such. They don't say, hey, he was a great father, or he did this for me that one time. The first thing that comes out their mouth when it comes to a murder, he did such and such.
Yeah, man, it is true.
But, man, if you don't get your Africa Bambaataa ass out of here.
That Africa Bambaataa, goddamn.
If you don't get your Africa Bambaataa ass up out of here, shit.
All right, now, Father, that was the 80s. Father Tag will go off on you about that one, Marley. You fucking with the 80s.
Fuck Africa Bambaataa. That motherfucker been molested kids for years. Fuck him. He's a fucking child molester, too.
Well, ain't anybody wore dashiki that long, you couldn't trust him no damn way.
Oh, goodness.
I tell you, boy, LaFonda, you never cease to amaze me. You always got something going.
Y'all can make you miss. Hey, at least I keep y'all entertained, thoroughly entertained.
Well,
yes,
you know,
ma'am.
Like
yes,
I said,
ma'am.
I deleted myself out of it, so I didn't see all that. I mean,
man, that shit got crazy as fuck. I had to finally just block some shit. Like, fuck this, y'all business not gonna keep on coming for me. Block.
So you blocked everybody.
I blocked everybody. I just unblocked his ass. Like, that conversation was getting on my motherfucking last damn nerves. Like, I'm at work and my phone just vibrating.
You triggered it, though. That's the thing. How you
technically, I didn't start it.
Trigger. Yes, you did. He didn't.
I did
he
not
didn't get
start
on there and say. No, because.
Hey,
he
it was three other people that was defending him, too. It was three other people that was defending his ass, too. So I ain't feel that bad because it was three other people that was defending him.
Well,
I don't
like
know,
I said,
maybe. They was like, maybe you need to go buy the book. Hey, I am not going to go buy their book. Quit it.
Man,
I don't know.
You know, for one, there are situations that those type of situations happen. Even if he is lying about the situation, molestation is real. Rape is real.
Oh,
and
oh, trust and believe. I know
that could be his. That could be his therapy. You know what I'm saying? Writing the books or whatever. So, I mean, I feel like that's a brave thing to tell your privacy like that.
And if you saw him, I guess we'll see. And if not, then you will know. And that's how I look at it.
Yeah,
if you don't see nothing come about, if you don't see anything come about that he didn't get through, you will know. Because I don't give a fuck where a motherfucker is. You say some shit like that about me. You don't. I don't
I'm
need
suing
to
the shit out of
you
your ass.
I don't need to because you
say
no
that.
Longer exist. You will no longer exist on this earth. Okay? So if you say some shit like that about me, that's some old serious shit. That ain't no, just no, oh, you know, defaming your name and all this. That's way more serious than that. So at the end of the day, we'll know if he gets sued or not.
Right.
Yeah, that's like somebody saying you got AIDS or some shit like that, you know?
Man.
Yeah, you got the plague for life.
Yeah.
You're not lying, seriously, because I know a cat that, I mean, this motherfucker literally had to go take the test and bring it through the hood, because it was just like, and it just got that bad with the motherfucker who was like, man, he got that shit. He got that shit. Girls wouldn't talk to him. You know what I'm saying? Motherfucker.
Damn.
I mean, it had got that bad because, you know, I mean, once it got started, it was over. It was over. It was like, man,
yeah,
he got
we
that baggage. Then motherfuckers that he fucked with, motherfuckers looking at them, the females, like, oh, bitch, you got that package, too.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Oh, and
I
got right.
I mean,
that.
They really couldn't, you know, they really couldn't, and I mean, no, it got bad because it was like, motherfuckers was like, Man, shit, that bitch fine, but shit, you know she got that package. She fucking with old boy. He got that package. And I mean, it ain't got bad. It ain't got to the point where he literally had to go take a motherfucking AIDS, HIV and an AIDS test. And motherfucker came back on the block like, fuck you bitches. And, you know, he showed everybody on the block. And then it was so fucked up, motherfucker was like, oh, he made that paper up.
Oh, wow.
I mean, because motherfuckers was like, damn, you know. I mean, that's a hell of a rumor to start on a motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
You know
well,
what I'm
actually,
saying?
I had a friend who hurt the guy's wife started the rumor. I'm trying to remember the full story. I believe the wife found out she had AIDS.
Mm-hmm.
Or something like that, and pretty much said was started. She got so mad she just started going around telling everybody he gave her that shit. And my girl, I had a girl who was fucking him.
Mm-hmm.
She was fucking him on the side. She was all upset. She, you know, crying, and she want me to go with her to get the test done and all this. You know, we go get the test done, they say it's negative. But you know how sometimes that shit don't show up till months later. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Why a week or so after she found out her test negative, she fucked the motherfucker again?
Wow.
Ain't no way in hell. I was like,
right, if
okay.
I didn't have it, I ain't getting it.
Well,
that's
it ain't going to get it. Cheryl ain't going to get it.
Not from him anyway.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I mean, you crazy as a motherfucker. I said, don't you ever have me go down there and take no test with you ever again. Ever again.
Oh, shit. Don't worry. If I see you going in there, I still would have messed with you.
I'm about to say, you going to Fifth Avenue, then you walk in that basement. Motherfuckers know what you going for. You trying to go to the back. I just see Janine go down. No, she was downstairs. She wasn't going to get no birth certificate. She went downstairs.
Exactly.
That's all right. That's all right. That's to my baby. I just strap up.
Oh, wow. I mean, that's a good question, though. Would you, if you found out that your woman had HIV, would you continue to date her, or would you break up with her?
Shit, I might as well stay, because I'm pretty sure I got it by now. Shit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you like this. I'm going to go get checked, and if I ain't got it, I ain't get it.
Exactly.
I mean,
yeah,
but
I ain't
you
got
love
it,
and everything.
I don't. If I ain't got it, I ain't getting it.
My name is not Cookie. No, see, my name is not Cookie.
That flame is extinguished when that shit happens.
Hell yeah.
That
love gone.
Went from 100 degrees to zero. Quick.
Four. What's your motherfucker would do? All right, well. Hey, wait a minute. You HIV? Yes, I'm HIV. Here's my paperwork. I'm HIV positive. Doc, I'm negative. Yes, you're negative. But I love you. I love you. Bitch, please. I'm gone.
Yeah,
no.
I'm gone.
See ya. I leave it at you.
Now, I might keep
your
secret for you. I might not tell nobody. I will keep your secret. I ain't going to tell nobody simply because motherfucker going to get to looking at me side. Yeah, hey, man, that bitch HIV positive. Right, you know, I used to go with her. Oh, so you was fucking her.
But then you got to think about it. How did she get it? You know, if I didn't get it and he got it, okay, how did he get it? You see what I'm saying?
Well,
so that relationship
now,
is done.
Yeah,
she got it from somewhere.
Anyway.
Or the other, that's what I'm saying. So really, you were cheating if you got it and I don't got it.
That's like Magic Johnson.
She had it.
Magic Johnson had it, but his wife didn't have it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he was cheating, which he was. You know what I'm saying? I mean, but she was married to him. She was married to him. She wanted to keep that money, probably. That was her choice,
as,
you know, to stay with her husband.
As the kids say, I ain't going. That's a wrap.
In that situation, how does his wife not get it? I mean, were they not?
They might not have been.
Right. It's been. I've heard a lot of cases where the significant other didn't get it. You know, and I've seen. As a matter of fact, I just watched this one of them crime shows, and the guy he was with his woman. You know what I'm saying? He messed around with this chick, and the chick finally told him, "Hey, I'm HIV positive." So he just assumed, soon as he heard it, he assumed that he had it because he had had unprotected sex with her multiple times. So he killed her. But then he went to the doctor and he was negative. He had never contracted it.
There are situations where that can happen.
Yeah, it's been quite a few situations where it happened. But, I mean, you know, like I said, if God bless me enough to say that I ain't got it, I ain't getting it. You fuck how much love we have for each other.
That love gone. It sailed the river.
But you said you love me. Bitch, you don't move out and crack your
ass. I still love you. I love you enough tonight to kill you. Thank you. I'm just going to let it go. Let you live.
All right, we got to get ready to get out of here, y'all. So y'all know, you know how we do. We pick this up tomorrow for show. What?
Yeah.
Mother, you got any last words for us?
Well, I enjoyed myself this evening, and I took me a long, hot bath and relaxed this evening and enjoyed the conversation. And I can't wait till tomorrow.
Ain't no pictures getting posted, so we ain't trying to hear all that other stuff.
Oh. Not tonight.
Don't worry, I'm gonna bring you my camera tomorrow. I'm gonna bring you my camera tomorrow. Fuck it. I'm gonna be a good guy and take the pictures myself. Fuck it.
Okay.
All right. LaFonda, with your good shit starting ass. You got any last words?
I am not a shit starter, but I had fun. I'll be back tomorrow.
Okay, that's what's up, Janine.
I had a good time. Good talking with everybody. I'll be back on here tomorrow.
All right, big dog.
Yeah, thank everybody for calling. Thank everybody for listening to us on the internet. SanCityRadioShow.com. Peace, love, and hair grease. God bless. Good night.
All right, y'all. Let's get on there. I keep reiterating it. And another thing, LaFonda, you talk all that shit. We told you you could make your own blog page on that. You ain't did it yet, so
no.
You ain't talking about nothing.
I
ain't trying to hear all that.
Y'all know I work some crazy hours.
What the fuck that got to do with you? You could have banged them up. It take 2 minutes.
Okay, I'm going to go on there right now. The minute I get off this phone.
Whatever. SanCityRadioShow.com, y'all. Check us out. We be back on the same bad time, same bad channel. All right, y'all. Peace.